It's time for Little League Baseball on News Talk 1400 DWS. Brought to you by our DWS prep partners, ABC Heating and Air, where it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. And by American Family Insurance agent Perry Ford in Champaign. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family agent Perry Ford will protect it. Little League Baseball on News Talk 1400 is also brought to you by Bacon and Van Busker Glass, Coach House Garages, First Federal Savings Bank, Harriet's Rents, Tents, and Events, and by Reynolds Towing. Tonight's game can also be heard live on our website at WDWS.com. And now let's go to the field for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to Little League Baseball here on DWS. I'm Michael Kaiser alongside Allie Adams. We're at Yankee Ridge Elementary School, Jeff Kaufman Fields, bringing you what hopes to be our second complete full broadcast of the season. A lot of weather issues here so far in 2018, unfortunately. Had some really cold weather last month, and then about 2 weeks ago had some lightning, which turned into some heavy rainstorms, prevented us from finishing that game. Only got two innings in. So last week, you know, middle of May was the first time we've had a full broadcast of a game here on Little League Baseball on DWS. So sun's out a little bit, got some mix of sun and clouds. And Allie, this morning we were talking in the lobby at the News Gazette Media Building about 9:15, and it wasn't right at that moment. Before we finished our conversation, it was coming down pretty good, and then it stopped. But the weather outlook didn't look great, and then it was better. Didn't know it was going to happen, but I thought this morning with the way that it was looking that we were not going to play tonight. But things turned around. The field looks good, and we'll be going for sure.
Well, thankfully, everything did turn around because we surely were, you know, chatting this morning. We were texting back and forth this afternoon into early tonight and chatting about the weather and kind of seeing what it was going to do. But right now, looks like we're sitting at 79 degrees here at Kaufman, so sure to be a beautiful night for some baseball.
Yeah, Meyer Capel takes on Broren Russo. Got a little bit of numbers game here tonight for Broren Russo. Eight players at the moment. Got a set of twins on this roster. Caleb Woods and Clayton Woods. One plays second base, the other plays third. So shouldn't be an issue, though. I was talking to Peter McFarland, who just recently became the coach of Broren Russo, and said you just got to have – you can have play with seven, and then it becomes a little complicated, of course, defensively. But you can play with seven players, but they've got eight. Still kind of missing a position player, but still – It's good to have at least eight instead of the minimum of seven.
And I don't know exactly what the rules are about walk-ons. Some call-ups? Someone for a cup of coffee maybe for a little league game?
Yeah. Someone might show up here as we get going. But, again, Meyer Capel, Broren Russo. And we'll just take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you ready for this game. And Broren Russo, Meyer Capel here on DWS. Welcome back to Little League Baseball here on DWS. Still trying to get lineup squared away as Broren Russo is finalizing things and got most of their position players in here. Got short a couple numbers, but we'll figure it out as we go along. Got the grass infield here at Jeff Kaufman Fields. There's a couple different Little League fields, some soccer fields as well. It's a really good setup over here, plenty of space. And I really like the grass infield. I think it probably helps, especially when it comes to playing a game with rain this morning. But things have dried out pretty good with the sunshine. And got the ball just hit the backstop. They were right there just off to the right of home plate, and no catcher there right now as the pitcher's continuing to warm up. Broren Russo 1-7 here so far in 2018. Meyer Capel at 0-8. And our next Little League broadcast will be next Wednesday, Plumbers versus First Federal. And then we have one more game after that on June 6th before the playoffs get underway. It's hard to believe, maybe because we've done hardly any games due to the weather, that the playoffs are almost here. Just a couple more games, three more games at least for us. Obviously, the players will have more games now between now and then. But this is our 20th season of a Little League Baseball here on DWS. And it's just great to be on. And it's, again, I'm fingers crossed we're going to get this game in tonight. And should be a pretty good one, despite the fact Broren Russo is short one player in terms of, you'd like to have more than nine to begin with, but they only have eight. And so we'll see how that transpires. But both teams looking to get a win here, especially Meyer Capel looking to go 1-8 on the season. Let's run down the lineups here. First for Broren Russo, Caleb Woods at second base, his twin brother Clayton Woods over at third. Then Jay Osier is catching, Andre Miner's pitching for Broren Russo, Bryce Clark at short, Torrance Robinson playing first base. Do not have the positions for Corey Robinson or Kawani Pettigrew, but we'll figure those out as we go along. They're still trying to fine-tune that again over there. in the dugout. Meyer Capel, the lineup is like this. Brianlin Smart in left field. Evan Kirksey pitching. J.J. Schmidt DHing. Evan Prahl is in the lineup as well, but he will not be in the field in the first inning. He's going to sit the first inning out. Matthew Bodoni at first base. Jackson Coleman at shortstop. Ty Carrillo in center. Then Meadow Runge at second base. Garrett Cook catching. Ethan Murphy at third. And Amaya Holmes in right field for Meyer Capel. And this is the first Federal Little League over here. We got several different. We got the Champaign East, Champaign West, Urbana, and First String. Warren Russo and American Water are part of First String. Meyer Capel part of the Urbana League. There's a lot of different little leagues in the CU Kiwanis Little League here. Players still have not taken the field, which is usually unusual. Whenever 6 o'clock, that they're still trying to lineups figured out. The coaches are still working through that as they're trying to figure out who's there. Leading off again will be Caleb Woods. It looks like we might have to flip the lineup a little bit here because he's number his twin brother. So there's two. There's a set of twins on this team, then there's a set of Robinsons who are not related. And so we're going to keep that straight tonight. Peter McFarland, the head coach of Warren Russo. Drew Prahl, the head coach of Meyer Capel. Again, on the mound, Evan Kirksey for Meyer. Pitching for Warren Russo will be Andre Miner. And Allie mentioned the temperature, 79 degrees. Had a nice breeze earlier this afternoon. Got some sunshine here, mix of sun and clouds, but I think you look in the forecast earlier, late this afternoon, I should say, that the things look pretty clear, and we should be good to go here tonight as we get through this game.
As of right now, actually, it doesn't look like there's any kind of rain possible in the forecast for the next couple of hours. So, again, fingers crossed, we will get this game in. It's been, like you mentioned before, a little bit of a rough start weather-wise, but I mean, it's been a rough start for just baseball in general, even little leaguers.
Oh yeah, major leagues have their own issues. So I just got a couple. Corey Robinson playing center field, and Kawani Pettigrew will be in right field. So Clayton Woods will be leading off. Clayton instead of Caleb will be leading off tonight here for Warren Russo. And we'll make sure we got the rest of that right. As Peter McFarland, our good friend, is over here hand making sure I've got everything right. But this game started, switching some things around. Peter always comes through in the clutch. We always enjoy hanging out with Peter. That's good, sir. Thank you so much. So now we're going to switch. Told you the lineup. We're going to switch Clayton and Caleb. So now it's Clayton leading off, playing third base, and Caleb playing second base. And again, there's twins. As the pitcher's getting warmed up here for Meyer Capel. We'll take another timeout. We'll try to fine-tune our lineups here as they're being continued to be adjusted. Again, eight players for Warren Russo. Meyer Capel has several more than that, but we'll get this game in tonight here in just a few minutes. Stay with us. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. About copies here.
Exactly.
Baseball. We get things underway here from Jeff Kaufman Field at Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana. Get on the mound for Meyer Capel, Evan Kirksey facing Clayton Woods, the third baseman for Warren Russo. Gets set, brings it home, fouled off to the right.
Ooh.
The third baseman for Warren Russo. A Hunter Green jersey, Michigan State color green. With the white lettering, black sleeves, white trimmed down. He's got red batting gloves on. Meyer Capel in the orange and black jerseys. Pitches high and inside, gets away from the catcher. 1-1 the count here. Top of the first inning.
I also find very interesting. I think out of all the Little League parks that I've been to so far, now that I've been doing this for a year, I think this is the first elevated mound I've seen.
Yeah, that mound is rather elevated, more so than some of the other ones I've been to. Pitches low and outside in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Two balls, one strike on Clayton Woods, his twin brother Caleb on deck. You can always listen to these games here live at WDWS.com. Podcast of the game, as always, on our website. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Kirksey picks it up, throws across to the first base. First baseman, it's out. Matthew Bodoni with the catch over first base to retire Woods. 1-3 here in the top of the first inning. So Kirksey gets the first out. We'll get settled in here. No batting gloves for Caleb Woods.
I like that bright yellow bat, though.
Strike. The hook on that one. Evan Kirksey, pitcher for Meyer Capel, with a nice off-speed pitch there. Fooled Caleb Woods, the second baseman for Warren Russo. Pitch outside, and the dirt gets away. Gray pants, black belt, black batting helmet.
It's going to be interesting to see what kind of adjustments these pitchers are going to have to make with that elevated mound.
Here's the pitch from Kirksey. Outside low. No one's going to strike one. One ball, two strikes on Caleb Woods. One out. Top of the first inning. No score. Michael Kaiser, Allie Adams with you. Here's the pitch. And fouled off to the right. Hard foul. A lot of grass here. A huge kind of a yard space at Yankee Ridge Elementary between the road and the field. So there's almost no shot for a foul ball to go that direction. The road is off to our east, and it's Lynn Street. No way you get a foul ball over there. If they do, then they turn around, swung the other way.
Thankfully.
Yeah, the van's within striking distance if that's the case. Little just gets a piece of it, fouls it off just barely. One ball, two strikes, still on Caleb Woods. It's actually a navy blue belt with different lighting, and now I can see it better. The sun's peeking back behind the clouds. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Evan Kirksey pitching out of the stretch, not out of the windup. You'll see that sometimes. Meyer Capel, Roran Russo going at it. Roran Russo with 1-7, Meyer 0-8. Kirksey comes set, gets the one he wants, brings it home. Strike right down the middle, another off-speed pitch. The bottom fell out of that pitch and landed right in the strike zone. Caleb Woods was fooled and did not even take the bat off his shoulder. Backwards K there.
Kirksey got that right where he wanted it.
Jay Osier, the catcher. Is high. 1-0 the count. Evan Kirksey trying to retire the side in order. Be a good start for Meyer Capel if he's able to do so. Comes set, gets the one he wants, he brings it home. Pitch low and outside. Kirksey on the mound over at first base. Matthew Madoni. Second base, Meadow Runge. Third base, Evan Murphy. Shortstop, Jackson Coleman. To mention the catcher, Eric Garrett Cook. Ball gets away in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes to Jay Osier. Trying to keep the first top half of the first inning alive.
Don't look like it may have graced the ump.
Ryland Smart in left field. Ty Carrillo in center. Amaya Holmes in right. Vermeyer Cable pitch high. Ball four. So Jay Osier, a nice job here. Took several pitches that were out of the strike zone. We got a pinch runner here for Jay Osier, the catcher. We'll see who it is when he turns around. We can see his number. It is Caleb Woods, who struck out looking right before Osier. A little more speed on the base pass for Roran Russo. Peter McFarland just gets a piece. Ball gets away from the catcher. Caleb Woods getting his sprints in. Getting his exercise in, which I could probably do a little bit of that myself.
Couldn't we all, though?
Maybe I should start running the base paths. I'll do the game as I'm running the base paths. It will not sound very good. I'll be out of breath the entire broadcast.
Someone have to get me a water.
I need like a 20-gallon. That's a strike two, 0-2 the count. Ball gets away and the throw back to the pitcher. No harm.
Need one of those backpacks that have the water in them that you carry the water in the back, the camelback. I need one of those.
With the hose, maybe?
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Do the helmet thing, too. Ball in the dirt. Bounces in front of the plate. One ball, two strikes. Andre Miner, the pitcher. Facing Evan Kirksey, the pitcher from Meyer Capel. Strike three, caught him looking on the outside corner. Miner didn't like the call, but he heads back to the dugout, and that'll do it for the top half of the first inning. Roran Russo gets a man on, one left, no runs, no hits, no errors. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Meyer Capel and Roran Russo tied at zero. You're listening to Little League Baseball here on DWS. Welcome back to Little League Baseball here on Newstalk 1400 DWS. I'm Michael Kaiser, sitting next to Allie Adams here at Jeff Kauffman Fields. A couple of little League fields, some soccer fields here at Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana off of Lynn Street. Out of McHenry and Lynn. Really nice field. Got a grass infield, a lot of the fields in CU Kiwanis Little League Baseball have a grass field. Not all of them, but several of them do. And it's a really nice touch. Gives the players the experience of, you know, because you see some towns and some baseball fields are just dirt, like the one actually just right over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all dirt infield. Leading things off for Meyer Cable, Drew Prawl, the head coach for Meyer, Peter McFarland, Brian Russo, Brylan Smart, the left fielder, Evan Kirksey, the pitcher, J.J. Schmidt, the DH. Again, Meyer Cable in the orange uniforms with the black lettering, black trim. Foul ball off the end of the bat. Brylan Smart.
That's a nice white helmet.
Black batting gloves, black pants, black shoes with the white shoestrings. I think they were white. Got blocked all of a sudden. Couldn't complete the color scheme. One ball, one strike.
Pitcher. The third pair of the Under Armour cleats like that we've seen, the black and white ones, those are popular.
Allie's handing out free advertisements here on Little League Baseball tonight. Ball in the dirt.
Little League Fashion Police.
Two balls, two strikes to Smart. And on the mound, Andre Miner for Brian Russo. The catcher, Jay Osier. First baseman, Torrance Robinson. Lined into center field, absolutely crushed, and it's going to get down and go all the way to the wall. It's going to stop short of the wall. He's at second base. Smart running all the way to third, and he's going to get in there easily with a stand-up trip. The ball gets away, and they're going to have no chance at home. And inside the park home run for Brylan Smart. Just absolutely crushed that baseball on a rope to center field, and the defenders had no chance to get that one. Again, there's only eight defenders here for Brian Russo, only eight players. Got a guy with a different colored jersey out there, but it looks like they're only eight players, so they don't have a true outfield alignment here.
You know, they really did bring that in a lot better for just being short in that outfield. They did get it to the catcher quick, though.
Absolutely.
Give him credit for that. And also Smart found that pitch that he wanted and drove it out into center field.
Just absolutely crushed that baseball. The very least, he was going to get a triple. It was not going to be anything less than that. So Ron Russo had their hands full from the minute that ball was hit off the bat. Ball out, high and outside, 1-1 to Evan Kirksey, the pitcher. Great hustle and speed around the base pass by Brylan Smart, the left fielder, Meyer Cable. Strike on the outside corner.
Looked like he did hesitate for a moment at third.
He did, because I thought they were going to bring it in.
Yep.
So there's not a true outfield alignment here. Only eight players, ball outside, two balls, two strikes. So they have a center fielder on Corey Robinson and Kawani Pettigrew in right. I can't see his number from here, and they're kind of split up a little bit. Like Corey Robinson's off to the left of center, foul straight back right here. As you can hear a microphone getting shook to death there.
No, that was just me shaking.
Oh, no, it's Allie. I'm always amazed by the fans sitting behind home plate. You got a line drive into the net, and I'd probably do the same thing, but I don't have enough money to buy those seats. And they're just like diving out of the way. Ball, it's away. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out here. Bottom of the first inning. Drew Prawl's squad of Meyer Cable leading Brian Russo 1-0 thanks to the inside the park home run by Brylan Smart to lead things off here in the bottom of the first. Andre Miner pitching out of the stretch. Ball four. And Kirksey, the pitcher for Meyer, will go to first base on the walk. J.J. Schmidt, the DH. Didn't catch his number as he strolled by. We're trying to still fill out our lineup, Coach.
Yep.
Because the coaches didn't have everything in place. They were waiting to see who was going to be able to make it tonight.
It looks as if there are some that do have numbers and some that don't.
It's a strike. Important pitch there for Andre Miner to get ahead of the hitter. With a runner on base, already giving up a run. A righty, Miner. Gets the one he wants. Ball outside. Ball gets away from the catcher. He will not throw down to second base. As Evan Kirksey was going to be without a throw.
He did still slide, though. Just to be
safe.
They
like to get dirty. Let's be serious. They don't do the laundry. Miner brings it home. Swing and a miss. Good location there in the dirt by Andre Miner. J.J. Schmidt got fooled on that pitch. Now Waits for the one he wants. No batting gloves. Pitches in the dirt. Down to third base. We'll go Evan Kirksey on the wild pitch. J.J. Schmidt's first at bat of the night. The DH for Meyer Capel. Love to place one here. Another full count, three balls, two strikes.
Good job by Ozier to get back to home with that one and get the ball back to the pitcher.
Keep the run from coming home from third. That's where Evan Kirksey is standing right now, the pitcher for Meyer Capel. He had a walk. Strike three, caught J.J. Schmidt looking. The first out of the inning, and a very important out for Andre Miner. Of Roran Russo bringing in Evan Prawl. Also no batting gloves. Chokes up on the bat a little bit. Here's the pitcher Miner. Ball outside, but not nearly, gets away, but not nearly far enough to make a difference. As Kirksey will stay over at third base. Michael Kaiser, Ali Adams with you near Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana. Bottom of the first inning, 1-0 is our score. Meyer leading Roran Russo. Foul ball just gets a piece of it. Got the royal blue shoes, black. The Under Armour logo, black pants, the orange top, black sleeves, white trim, black lettering. Ball inside. Two balls, two strikes. Evan Prawl is first at bat of the game. So far, the one run scored on the inside, the park home run by Brylan Smart to lead things off here in the bottom of the first inning. It's our only run in this game. Here's a ground ball down the third baseline, foul.
The way the sun's coming in could start to be a problem for the batters.
Problem for the batters? What about us?
Well, we are right behind the batters, so they're seeing the same thing. We just don't have the fancy sunglasses.
I've got sunglasses, but... Ball in the dirt, three balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the first inning. Miner would love another big strikeout here. Would be the second out of the inning if he can get it. Got J.J. Schmidt looking the DH, the previous batter. As his face and his glove, brings it home. Fouled off the umpire. He appears to be okay. He's young.
I want to say that he's taking a couple of hits tonight. The umpire.
That's what you sign up for. Evan Prawl would like to do some damage here, bring a second run in. Miner, glove over his face. He brings it home. He kind of holds the ball back. Ball four. So Prawl walks. Kirksey down at third. Prawl now down at first base. It's the second walk of the inning. Two aboard with only one out, first and third. And we got our first left-handed hitter of the game. This is Matthew Bodoni, the first baseman. Red batting helmet, green bat. Strike right down the middle from Andre Miner. Important pitch there again. He wants to get ahead of the hitters here with runners at the corners and only one out. One out was a strikeout to J.J. Schmidt, or up J.J. Schmidt. Miner holds the ball. Brings strike two on the outside corner. Good location by Miner. Bodoni, not his location, not his spot. Elects to take both of those pitches. Chokes up just a hair on the bat. Miner brings it home. And on the inside corner, and Bodoni strikes out on three straight pitches, and a huge strikeout from Andre Miner of Roran Russo. Get one more out here and get out of the trouble.
Even with that one home run, Miner has been excellent.
Two backwards Ks, two walks. At least one of those walks was a full count, though. So he's not been wild. Jackson Coleman. Ball gets away. Don't throw down to second base and tell them what not to do. Because the runner's going to come home.
They've been doing an excellent job at keeping him at third. Been there for a while.
Evan Kirksey down at third. Evan Prawl down at second now on the wild pitch. 1-0 the count. Pitch is high. Coleman, the shortstop for Meyer Capel. Miner comes set. Glove over his face, right hand inside of that glove. From the stretch, brings it home. Foul ball. Just gets a piece. Just Jackson Coleman, two balls, one strike, two outs. bottom of the first inning, 1-0 our score. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. 3-1 the count now. Andre Miner needs it out here. Runners in, two runners in scoring position. All needs is an out. Any way he can get it. Ball four. It's the third walk here in the bottom of the first inning. And that loads the bases. It's Coleman at first. Prawl at second. And Evan Kirksey down to third. Got two Evans on the base paths. Andre Miner. Right hand inside of that glove. Glove in front of his face just at the bridge of the nose. Ball outside, a little high. All he needs is one out to get out of this trouble. Bases are loaded, two outs, trailing 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Which is high. Gets away a little bit, bounces right back to the catcher, Jay Osier. Great job hustling for the baseball.
He's been busy tonight.
Working hard behind the dish. From the stretch, Miner gets the one he wants. Comes set, brings it home. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So Miner in danger of walking in a run here in the bottom of the first inning. If he can get it out, he only gives up the one run, which was the leadoff batter inside the park home run. Miner comes set. He brings it home. Nice location on the changeup, the off-speed pitch there. Dropped right into the zone for a strike. Three balls and one strike. Great job by Ty Carrillo. Taking that pitch and making Miner throw a strike on a 3-0 count with the bases loaded. Will he be taking here again? Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Just got a piece of that.
Right back in this. Come on.
So Ty Carrillo, the center fielder for Meyer Capel. A chance to do some major damage here. And only two outfielders were born Russo. They have eight players who are able to make it to the game tonight, making things difficult. Ball gets away, will be far enough. Ball is ball four. So doesn't matter, run comes home, and it's Evan Kirksey, the second run at the bottom of the first inning, and the second straight walk for Evan Miner. To load him up once again, Evan Prawl down at third base, Jackson Coleman at second, and Ty Carrillo at first. Foul ball, Meadow Runge, the second baseman. She stands in, a red batting helmet for Meadow. Black and yellow gloves. Kind of a Steelers look there with the batting gloves.
Mm-hmm.
0-2 the count. Foul off the first pitch. Swung and missed that one. Not okay with the Steelers colors. Not at all. I'm a Cowboys fan, and Cowboys and Steelers have a history.
That is true. That is true. But well, you could look at it another way. You do like the red, you could say, Cardinals helmet.
Yeah, that might cover it then.
I like that. Brad almost has a metallic sheen to it. I like that. Very cool.
Yeah, metallic look is good, especially when the sun comes out of the clouds. It's kind of peeked behind the clouds once again. Got a nice tree line to our to the southwest of us here. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on her, and that's going to do it for the bottom of the first inning. Andre Miner avoids major damage, only gives up the two runs. One of them was the leadoff inside the park home run. Great effort by Miner to not let the bases being loaded cause him a lot of problems on the mound. He just focused on the hitter and got out of trouble. We'll go to the second inning. So we got two runs, one hit, three left, no errors. We go to the second. It's 2-0, Meyer Capel for Braun Russo. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. It's all about the music here on News Talk 1400 DWS. I'm Michael Kaiser alongside Ali Adams. Blake Land, our executive producer, spinning the tunes tonight back at the News Gazette Media Center, downtown Champaign. Little League Baseball here 2018. Looking to get our second complete game in of the season. Mother Nature hopefully will stay away. Game I did about 12 days ago. We got through two innings, got to the third, and Lightning showed up. And then Lightning showed up again. They said, okay, that's it. And then I was on my way home. It was a torrential downpour. It was a monsoon. Had another rain out. Had a couple games on a opening night that were completely just canceled due to the frigid temperatures in the 30s. It was really windy. It was just really bad conditions. So nobody played that night. That was the 20th anniversary of Zond Park having lights. It was kind of a special night. Usually don't do doubleheaders that early in the season. So unfortunately, we couldn't do those games. But we'll be at Zond Park later this season for the playoffs, semifinals, and third place in championship game. And that's coming up. Here before you know it, that's going to be June 25th on a Monday and June 27th, just over a month away, will be championship week for CU Kiwanis Little League Baseball here in 2018. Meyer Capel leading 2-0 here at the top of the second inning over Broin Russo. Broin Russo led by Peter McFarlane. Meyer Capel led by Drew Prawl. Meyer looking for its first win of this Little League season. Broin Russo looking for its second. Leading things off, Bryce Clark. Ball nearly hits him. Bryce is able to do a kind of little dance there and avoid the baseball. Black pants, black shoes, in the Hunter Green jersey with the white lettering, so Michigan State-esque, but had the black sleeves with the white trim down the sleeve as well. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right down the middle, but Bryce Clark couldn't catch up the speed. The shortstop for Broin Russo.
Good pitch, though. That was an excellent pitch there.
So chase the loose ball there does the pitcher, Evan Kirksey.
As it stands right now, Meyer Capel, they could get their first win right now, leading 2-0.
Ball high, 2-1 the count. Our colleague and good friend Elizabeth Hess put on Facebook, and I usually don't read Facebook posts on the air, but this is a Little League reference, so we'll get that in just a moment. Here's the pitch from Kirksey, high and outside. Three balls and a strike. She goes, somehow I went from really disliking kids' sports leagues to working concessions at a Little League game. Hashtag now I smell like popcorn. Hashtag four more games and counting, and hashtag don't make me do math. She'll kill me for reading that on the air. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Full count to Bryce Clark. But that is, I wish we were at that field seeing Elizabeth Hess, our morning show host, co-host with Dave Gentry, doing a Little League concession stand. Ball inside, and Bryce Clark will trot on down to first base with a leadoff walk here in the top of the second inning with Broin Russo trailing 2-0. Back-to-back left-handed hitters to start things here for Peter McFarlane on the top of the second inning. Torrance Robinson, the first baseman. Good ball by Corey Robinson, no relation. Here's the pitch out of the stretch. And the dirt ball gets away. Here's a throw down to second base. Not in time, but a good throw. One hopper to the shortstop. Jackson Coleman. Nice job by Garrett Cook to get the ball down to second base. Evan Kirksey, second inning of work. And a little bit of trouble here, which is high, 2-0 the count. So he walked the leadoff hitter, Bryce Clark. Now in trouble with the first baseman of Broin Russo. Torrance Robinson, the left-handed hitter, waits for the second pitch out of the stretch. 3-0 the count. Broin Russo could be in business here. A leadoff walk, potentially a second straight walk. Can Kirksey get his control going here? His team up 2-0, Meyer. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch there, nice location. Three balls and one strike. No batting gloves for Torrance Robinson. Kirksey gets this one he wants, comes set, brings it home. Strike two, 3-2 the count, and comes back with two strikes after falling behind 3-0. Yankee Ridge Elementary, Jeff Kaufman Fields.
Perfect night for some baseball tonight.
Just below 80 degrees, pitches outside. Ball four, and Torrance Robinson trots on down to first base. So runners at first and second, nobody out. Two walks, Corey Robinson, the center fielder, steps in. Again, Broin Russo playing with eight players tonight. Ball high, just out of the strike zone.
Kirksey definitely has made some great pitches, and right now looks as if
Ball gets away. Runners go down to second and third, and they'll both get there in time. Great backup by the left fielder to keep the ball from getting too far out in the left field. The ball bounced over the third baseman's glove. Evan Murphy.
Bert Nursa right now being very aggressive on the base paths.
Here's the pitch from Kirksey. Strike. Nice pitch there on the outside corner. Taking all the way, Corey Robinson. 2-1. Robinson with two runners in scoring position could tie this game up with one swing of the bat. And the dirt gets away, will not be near far enough to do any damage in terms of runners advancing. It's right back to the catcher. Peter pulls Corey Robinson aside. Three balls, one strike, nobody out. Top of the second inning. Kirksey brings it home. Strike! Is up in the strike zone at the letters for Corey Robinson, the center fielder. 3-2. Runners at second and third. Strike three, caught him looking, and a big-time strikeout for Evan Kirksey of Meyer Capel. A backwards K. Runners don't go anywhere. Ewan Pettigrew, the right fielder. Strike. And suddenly Kirksey is finding his control here. Couldn't find it a better time. 0-1 the count. Runners at second and third. One out. Broren Russo threatening here in the top of the second. Swing and a miss. Pettigrew went after that one. Down to third base, Bryce Clark. At second base, Torrance Robinson. Corey Robinson, no relation, struck out. Pettigrew down 0-2. Here's the pitch. Ball high and outside. Evan Kirksey. Chance to get in control of this inning with a strikeout here. And get a strikeout, keep the ball from being put in play. We'll keep this a 2-0 game. Ground ball. Fair to the third baseman. He can't pick it up in time and will have nowhere to go but hold on to it. And it's an infield single for Kawani Pettigrew, a big time. It's a little slow roller down the third base line, and Broren Russo is on the board. It's an infield RBI single.
Guess you could say the walk in came in, did some damage. Guess you could say it's a walk on.
Now stepping up, Clayton Woods. Grounded out to the pitcher back in the first inning. More sun coming out here. It's in and out. Taking the shades on and off. Grounded out 1-3 in the first inning. Batting here in the top of the second. Trailing now 2-1. Staying down at second base after Clark's score was Torrance Robinson, because he would have been tagged out by the third baseman, Ethan Murphy, who smartly held on to the ball there. Here's the pitch from Kirksey. Strike on the outside corner. Now we got a Robinson dancing between second and third. Got about halfway down, and no one really took the threat. But he might have been thrown out at third had he tried to keep going.
Cook is watching, though.
Kirksey comes set. Ball in the dirt, gets away. Going down to third is going to easily be Torrance Robinson. Catcher hustled Garrett Cook, but could not get there in time. Down to second base. It's going to be Pettigrew. So Robinson on third, Pettigrew on second. Only one out here in the top of the second inning. Broren Russo down 2-1, but two runners in scoring position. A chance to tie this game or take the lead.
Hey, if it's a pass ball, you make sure that he's going before you commit.
Kirksey pitching out of the stretch in the very beginning of this game. Come set. Glove just above the chest line. Strike on the inside corner. Clayton Woods, three balls, two strikes. Love to do some damage here. The tire give his team the lead. Here's the pitch. Strike three. The top of the strike zone, and Clayton Woods gets caught looking. His twin brother Caleb will be the last hope at the top of the second inning for Broren Russo. Can Meyer Capel hang on to this slim 2-1 lead in the top of the second inning? Kirksey comes set, gets the one he wants, brings it home. Fouled off. Woods loses the bat. The second baseman for Broren Russo. Really important bat here, Allie, for Broren Russo. With only eight players, you limited in the field, and we've got to take advantage of all the opportunities you can get with runners in scoring position twice here in this inning at second and third.
Well, we know that Kirksey did have a little bit of control issues in the beginning of the inning, but those seem to be working themselves out, and right now Broren Russo needs to take all the advantage that they can.
Here's the pitch to Caleb Woods. Ground ball to the first baseman. He picks it up, hustles down over to first base to end the inning. A great play there by Matthew Bodoni, who had a foot race, got the first base first to end the inning, leaving two runners aboard. So one run, no hits, or one hit, two left. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. Meyer Cable hanging on to that 2-1 lead over Broren Russo. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. Welcome back to Little League Baseball here on News Talk 1400 DWS. I'm Michael Kaiser. She's Allie Adams. Every day from 10 to 3 on our sister station, Light Rock 97.5 WHMS. All noon request hour, is that correct?
Yep, all request noon hour.
I had the words backwards, but I knew she'd correct me. That's why she's here. Our executive producer back at the News Gazette Media Center in downtown Champaign, Blake Landa, thanks for running the controls tonight. Obviously cannot play the commercials from here. We could. Ed Bond could probably tell me that we could. But that'd be more complicated than we wanted to get into.
We thankfully do not have the powers that Ed Bond has.
He's got some magical powers.
You know, he really does.
He's our engineer. Of course, you know him as Illini Ed. Sit next to Brian Barnhart at every basketball game throughout the season and sitting above him during football games. It's a different setup. I get the honor of sitting next to Brian during most football games. That'll go to all the road games. Doing some stats for Brian, spotting on the road games. Pretty nice gig to get paid to be at those games. Growing up going to games like that and as a fan buying tickets. Can't complain about the gig now.
And I'm sure you have quite the list of stadiums that you've seen that are on people's lists.
I won't bore people, but I've been to Nebraska twice, Ohio State three times.
You've been to Michigan?
I've been to Michigan once, been to Wisconsin twice. Line drive to the shortstop, and he can't get it. Bounces off the top of his glove. Throw to first will not be in time. But great play there. The ball was just hit really hard. Bryce Clark, the shortstop for Broren Russo, could not corral it from Garrett Cook. The ball gets away, and now going to second base will be Garrett Cook, a catcher for Meyer Capel. So a line drive to the shortstop, just over his head, but kept on the infield, but threw to first, and the ball got away eventually. Not from his throw, though. Now the ball gets away again. Go down to third base. Here's the throw. It will be in time, or the throw beat him, but he's going to be safe. He slid in under the tag. What a great slide. The sun is blinding us a little bit, but the throw did beat him.
It was a close one from here.
It's never about the ball beating the runner. The runner get into the tag, swing and a miss. So Cook with a great base running, a great slide there to avoid making the first out of the inning at third base. So great hustle.
That was a good slide. Also a good throw by Lozier to get that to third. Come back
with two bags full of. Here's the pitch. Outside gets away, but not far enough for Cook to come home. So Cook with an infield hit. Advanced to second on the. As Broren Russo was trying to get the ball back to the pitcher, got away. Now he's at third base on the wild pitch with nobody out. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Meyer Capel leading Broren Russo 2-1. Here's the pitch. Ball three, 3-2. Andre Miner on the bump. Well, Broren Russo.
Good job, Murphy. They're working a full count.
Big time pitch for Miner. Needs the strikeout here. 3-2. Here's the pitch. Popped up beyond the shortstop. Left fielder comes in, and he can't make the grab ball. Drops just beyond the shortstop out in the outfield. Grass ball gets away again, but it's in the infield to play. So Ethan Murphy, the third baseman, will stay at first base. We'll give him a single. Again, Bron Russo playing with only two outfielders. Center field Corey Robinson plays just to the left of center. And the right fielder Kewan Pettigrew, who is now basically playing center at this very moment. He's sliding back over to, he was kind of more toward the left side while Robinson, that was ball one. A little bit in the left field, but kind of between, in the gap there. Now Pettigrew is moving all the way to right field. They only got two guys in the outfield, making things a little more difficult in terms of getting balls hit out there. Ball. 2-0 the count to Amaya Holmes, the right fielder. Hitter's count here. Andre Miner comes set, brings it home. Ground ball back to Miner, bounces off the mound. He picks it up, throws to first in time to retire Amaya Holmes. Great hustle to jump off the mound. Andre Miner, the ball hit the front of the mound, bounced up over him, but it did not go very far for that. And Miner hustled over and threw Amaya Holmes, who was scooting down the first base line, for the putout 1-3, a wild 1-3 putout.
Good hustle by Holmes there to get to first base. It looked from here again like another close call.
Dirt gets away. Not to advance the runners. Ethan Murphy down at second base with one out. Garrett Cook already scored on the single by Ethan Murphy, the RBI single. Ball bounces up in the air. Down to third base. Not going to make the throw. Jay Osier holds on to it. Does not want to throw it into left field. That would have been an easy score for Ethan Murphy. Andre Miner. Glove in front of his face. Right hand inside of that glove. Pitches out of the stretch. Has from the very get-go. Foul tip. Brylan Smart to the inside the park home run to lead this game off in the bottom of the first inning. Looking to do some damage here with a runner at third base and only one out. Team up 3-1 now. Pitch inside. Backing out of the way is Smart. Three balls and one strike to Brylan Smart, the center fielder. Spins the bat around on the one hand now. Lays it off just off his shoulder. Now brings it up. Brown ball fair down the third baseline. It's going to roll into the outfield grass. The grass is tall, so it's going to slow it down. He's going to be in second base at least, and he'll be in there with a stand-up RBI double for Brylan Smart of Meyer Capel.
Good night for Smart so far. Scored two runs in two innings. Can't ask for more than that. And being the leadoff hitter.
So Smart down at second base. Inside the park home run. Did an RBI double there. Helping his pitcher out, who's now stepping into the batter's box with a 4-1 lead. Bottom of the second inning, Meyer Capel looking for their first win. Meyer is here in 2018, 0-8. Bron Russo 1-7. One out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So he got a foul. Just barely got a piece of that, did Kirksey. J.J. Schmidt, the DH. They're not really on deck. They don't, for safety reasons, they don't have it on deck circle here.
probably a good thing.
But J.J. Schmidt is due up next. One out here in the bottom of the second inning. Meyer Capel 4, Bron Russo 1. 0-1 to Evan Kirksey. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. No balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the second.
First baseman Bron Russo doing some fancy dancing at first base, keeping loose.
Miner comes set, he brings it home. Foul tip gets a piece of it.
Just barely got a piece of that one.
Spot. Andre Miner waits for his catcher to get set. Ball in the dirt. One ball, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the second inning. Evan Kirksey trying to help his own cause here. Already up with three runs. Would love to go back onto the mound with an even bigger lead than that in the third. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away. Two balls and two strikes down to third base. Bryland Smart, and no chance for Osier because Smart just flew down the line to third base. That great speed that Bryland Smart has. Well, Kirksey with a chance here to drive him in. Strike three. Kirksey caught looking. It's a big strikeout there for Andre Miner. Brewer and Russo down 4-1. Miner needed that strikeout. He got it. Now J.J. Schmidt, who he struck out looking back in the first inning. An opportunity here for Miner to do that again. Gets the one he wants from his catcher. He brings it home to tie it outside. J.J. Schmidt would love to atone for that strikeout in the first inning. The right-handed hitter holds it down on the knob. Rocks it on the shoulder just a little bit. Miner. Glove in front of his face, right-handed in the glove. Ball rolls away, but not far enough to bring Bryland Smart home despite his speed. Miss Alley, we've seen his speed.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about it just a moment ago, but can really fly around the bases.
They're keeping an eye on him. Catcher and pitcher both know that.
Miner brings it home. Strike, great pitch, off speed. J.J. Schmidt was not expecting that, was waiting for a fastball. Still ahead of the count, two balls and one strike. Still in control here. The DH for Meyer Capel. Can make it a 5-1 game. Ball three, 3-1 the count. Bryland dances off a third just a little bit, but only a few steps, goes back to third. Knows he cannot go home. Bottom of the second inning. Two outs. Ground out and a strikeout here this inning. Ball four, and J.J. Schmidt takes the two-out walk to keep the inning alive. Stepping in will be Evan Prahl, who walked in the first inning. Made it all the way to third base where he was stranded. Bases were loaded. Meyer Capel could have done some major damage, but they still have an opportunity here in the next half inning here in the bottom of the second. Ground ball, fair, or just foul. So let's say it's fair. They're going to say it's fair.
Okay.
Coming around to score is Bryland Smart. J.J. Schmidt coming around to score. He scores all the way from first to two-run scores on a two-run triple for Evan Prahl. Looked like it was, I was looking at the first base coach who kind of pointed to the foul.
Yeah.
But obviously he's not the official. You only have the one umpire tonight. He's behind home plate. So a two-run triple for Evan Prahl. 6-1 our score now. Meyer Capel with the lead over Brewer and Russo. That ball was just crushed down the first baseline. Bryland Smart walked home, and J.J. Schmidt hustled along the bases from first base. Again, Brewer and Russo only playing with two outfielders. And a lot of ground to cover out there. So even a ball that may normally only lead to a double or even a single for that matter, Meyer Capel might be able to stretch it into the next base or even two extra bases. Eight players for Brewer and Russo, but doing pretty good defensively despite that. Ball gets away. Great hustle by Jay Osier.
First baseman did try to dive on top of that, barely missed it.
Michael Kaiser, Allie Adams with you from Jeff Kaufman Fields at Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Matthew Bodoni takes the walk. Now runners at first and third and two outs. Stepping in Jackson Coleman, the shortstop. Base hit here will make it 7-1. Andre Miner. It's the sign he wants. Comes set. Brings it home. Dirt. Down to second base is going to be Matthew Bodoni, the first baseman for Meyer Capel. Now runners at second and third and two outs. Base hit here could score two more. Meyer already with six runs, two in the first, four here in the second. Strike one, big time strike there. Miner needed that one. four hits in the inning, two walks. Here's the pitch to Coleman. Pitch is inside. Coleman dives out of the way. Just missed him. The umpire making sure he's okay. They're going to say it did catch him. Jackson Coleman first shook it off, but it hit him. The bases are now loaded. I couldn't see from my vantage point what it actually hit, but Jackson Coleman, nonetheless, with a hit by pitch. I'll take it any way you can get it.
We still have a bit of the sun in our eyes there.
Minor. Strike on the outside corner. Ball scoots away just a little bit. So at first base, Jackson Coleman. Second, Matthew Bodoni and Evan Prawl down to third. Two outs. Meyer with four runs already here in the second inning. Will they add on to that 6-1 lead? Andre Minor brings it home. Ground ball to the second baseman. He charges. He picks it up, and he can't get out of his glove, and one run scores. I don't think he would have got him anyway. Flying down the line was Ty Cirillo, so an infield hit. An RBI. And it's 7-1 now here in the bottom of the second inning. So that's a hit. The bat hit somebody. We'll get that cleared up here during the break. Apparently the bat hit somebody, so maybe that is going to be the third out. Maybe that last one didn't count. We'll get the official ruling here as the coaches are talking to the umpire as we speak right now. Stay with us. So four runs at least on five hits, potentially maybe only four hits, depending on that ruling is on that last call. So minimum of four runs, possibly five runs here. A couple runners left on. We'll get it all squared away for you here when we come back. This is Little League Baseball. Meyer Capel leading at least 6-1 heading to the third. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS.
Yes.
Welcome back to Little League Baseball here on News Talk 1400 WDWS. Champaign Urbana. I'm Michael Kaiser alongside Allie Adams, executive producer back at the News Gazette Media Center in downtown Champaign, Blake Landa. So we got the ruling, an official ruling. What happened is Ty Cirillo, when he swung the bat around, he hit the catcher. When you do that in Little League, see Kiwanis Little League Baseball, you're automatically out. So the bases were loaded. They were left loaded. So three runners left on base. Unfortunately for Cirillo, he did hit the catcher. Otherwise, he would be standing at first base right now. The bases would still be loaded. It'd be 7-1. But due to that, he is out. And so we got a 6-1 game. So two runs in the first, four in the second. And Brewer and Russo down five runs here in some trouble. And Brewer and Russo had that one hit and a run.
Looked like that came in the second inning, and we'll see what they can possibly mix up this inning.
And we had three runners on base. The first two innings has Boron Russo. Meyer Capel. Well, they've left three on base. Meyer Capel has left six on base. Bases loaded in back-to-back innings for Meyer Capel. They've walked off the field with three runners aboard. Chance to do major damage, and they still lead 6-1. So that's going to be catcher's interference. That's the official scoring there. I'm sorry, that's incorrect. That's not catcher's interference. That's if the catcher interferes. Not very often the bat hits the catcher. That's a pretty rare thing, but it does happen. So leading off here is Jay Osier, the catcher, for Boron Russo. They're down 6-1. Andre Minor on deck. Bryce Clark. Also due up anybody gets on. Torrance Robinson. Here's the pitch high. Jay Osier walked in the first inning. Ahead of the count here. 2-0 with Evan Kirksey on the mound for Meyer Capel. The pitching out of the stretch all night long. Strike. Drop that one in there right in the zone. Seen a few of those tonight.
Mm-hmm. Seen it for both pitchers. It both seem to be going through moments of having a little bit of wildness, but mostly some good control. Obviously, we have just seen Meyer Capel just get a few more runs in there. But again early in the game. We'll see what eventually ends up happening.
6-1 our score. Top of the third inning. Meyer Capel leading Born Russo. Ball gets away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, you can get the full broadcast of this game on our website and on iTunes. Podcast all of our Little League games. Even the one with 2 innings 12 days ago, we put that on podcast up there as well. It's ball 4. Walking is Jay Osier, so he's had 2 at-bats tonight, but no official back because he's walked both times. Andre Miner, pitcher, facing off a pitcher. Ground ball back to the pitcher, throws to first base for the ground out. Potentially going to throw. Now the runner going to third base. Oh, he thought about it, but turned around. But a great stab there by Evan Kirkstie on a hard ground ball. Bounced up, stuck his glove up, got it, and threw over to first base to retire Andre Miner 1-3. Jay Osier going into second base. Now left-handed hitting Bryce Clark. The shortstop steps in. He walked and scored. The only run of the game for Born Russo in the second inning. Pitch high and outside.
I believe this is a point in the lineup where Kirksey will see 2 lefties in a row.
That is correct. Side gets away. Down to third base in plenty of time will be Jay Osier with 1 out. So Born Russo got something cooking here. Runner at third, 1 out. Top of the third inning, trailing 6-1. Meyer Capel in control at the moment. Strike 2. Good location there. Two balls and 1 strike. 1 out. A ground out to the pitcher. Strike 2. Take it again is Bryce Clark. And he walked and scored in the first for the second inning.
Very identical pitches there.
Evan Kirksey making the pitches he has to make to try to keep that runner at bay at third base. But needs 2 more outs to make that happen. Come set out of the stretch. Strike 3. Caught him looking on the inside corner. Bryce Clark now 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. Stepping in Torrance Robinson, who also walked, but he was left at third base in the last inning. Ron Russo trailing 6-1, top of the third. Just got a piece. First baseman for Boron Russo. Trying to drive his teammate home with 2 outs. Meyer Capel wants the opposite. Ball high and inside, diving out of the way is Robinson. Really nice night here for Little League Baseball. Plenty of sunshine. The clouds have mostly getting away with a lot of blue skies, some clouds. Line drive. Caught by the second baseman. What a great grab by Meadow Runge. She went to her right, went across her body with a glove, and snapped it, preventing a run from scoring, and that's going to do it. A line out to the second baseman by Torrance Robinson to end the inning and keep the run at from scoring at third base. So no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Meyer Capel 6, Boron Russo 1. This is Little League Baseball here on TWS. Here on News Talk 1400 DWS. She's Allie Adams. I'm Michael Kaiser. Thanks for listening. Podcast of this game will be on our website, WDWS.com. We have a new executive producer. Blake Landa has moved to a supervisory role, also known as he doesn't want to do anything tonight. No, we love you, Blake.
Way harsh.
Yeah, Joey Wright, one of our new colleagues, running the controls. We'll try to take it easy on you tonight, Joey. We're at the bottom of the third inning. Meyer Capel leading 6-1 over Boron Russo. Boron Russo 1-7 on the season. Meyer Capel 0-8. Tried to do a game 12 days ago. We did not make it this far. made it to the top of the third inning. There were no outs. I believe the bases were loaded at that point. And then Mother Nature decided she was going to end the game. And lightning, there was a delay. There was more lightning than they called it. Thankfully that they called it when they did, because otherwise the equipment would have gotten soaked.
You don't want that to happen.
No, I think we would hear from our Ed Bond, from our general manager, and many others about our lack of preparation. Evan Kahn was with us that night. He's now out in California doing summer baseball for college players. I don't know the name of the league, but he's out there. We're at the bottom of the third. Meyer Capel like to add on to their lead. Ground ball fair to the third baseman. Picked up, throws across the diamond, but not in time. And that's how it always works. You make a great defensive play in the previous half inning. You come up and you get on base the next inning. Meadow Runge leads off with an infield single, a hard hit ball down the third base line, a long throw across the diamond for Clayton Woods, but could not get it to him. Ground ball back to the pitcher, throws it. It's a line drive throw.
Wow.
Like a fastball, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the first baseman was not expecting to be thrown that hard. Torrance Robinson. Actually, now we've got a Bryce Clark playing first base. We got a new pitcher as well. We're going to try to break this down for you. So Bryce Clark now over at first base. That's a strike. Jay Osier is the pitcher, no longer Andre Miner. And Andre Miner now the shortstop.
It's a fluid situation.
It is a fluid situation indeed. I'm going to try to be on our toes here. Strike two. So Jay Osier goes from behind the dish to on the bump. Andre Miner goes from pitching to short, and Bryce Clark goes from short to first. Strike three, got him swinging. Great job by Jay Osier to strike out Garrett Cook, or Ethan Murphy, excuse me. So Maya Holmes is up now. Garrett Cook grounded out to the pitcher. Didn't write that down in my scorebook, so I was missing a spot there. 0-2, the count to Maya Holmes, who grounded out to the pitcher in the second inning. We're in the bottom of the third. Maya Capel leading 6-1. Ball. Outside low. Didn't miss by much, though. Maya waits for a pitch from Jay Osier. He brings it home. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Great job. So the infield single by Meadow Runge leads to nothing. Garrett Cook grounds out to the pitcher. Ethan Murphy and Amaya Holmes both strike out swinging. And so only four batters come to the plate for Meyer Capel, the quickest inning for Boren Russo so far. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the fourth. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. Talk 1400 DWS. She's Allie Adams. I'm Michael Kaiser. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Meyer Capel 6. Boren Russo 1. Meyer Capel with the quickest offensive inning they've had so far. Only one hit, two strikeouts, and a ground out. Meadow Runge led things up with a hit, and that's all they got. They scored two in the first, four in the second. If you're just joining us, to get those six runs, Boren Russo had one run in the second inning, and that's what they've been able to push across the dish so far. But Meyer Capel's left the bases loaded in the first and in the second, so even more runs, but just weren't able to capitalize. And Boren Russo's been able to get out of jams when they've had to tonight. On the mound, see if it's still Evan Kirksey for Meyer Capel. It looks like it is. Kirksey out to his fourth inning of work. Andre Miner.
Excuse me.
Only had the three innings of work, or the two innings of work, excuse me, for Boren Russo. two innings, five hits, six runs, six earned. Five walks. Pitcher of record right now for Boren Russo, trailing by five runs. Andre Minor would love some help from his teammates here. Get back into this game. And this is our 20th season of Little League Baseball here on DWS. Good to be with you once again this year. The top of the fourth starter here. The umpire cleans off home plate. Leading things off for Boren Russo will be Corey Robinson. Jay Osier, as we mentioned on the mound, but Corey Robinson, then Kewan Pettigrew, then Clayton Woods, and then gets on Caleb Woods, second set of the Twins. Strike on the outside corner. Evan Kersey with a nice start here to the top of the fourth inning. Center fielder Robinson waits for the pitch. Outside, gets away from the catcher. One ball, one strike. The leadoff hitter, Corey Robinson, the center fielder. Sort of. He's kind of the left fielder slash center fielder slash whatever needs to be gotten in the outfield.
A little bit of a shift.
His teammate, Kewan Pettigrew, is the right fielder slash center fielder because they have eight players. There's a strike on the outside corner. Eight players for Boren Russo makes the outfield alignment difficult. They both kind of play wherever it depends on the hitter, either close to center field, a little bit close to right and left, just try to cover their bases. Let's not burn them too much tonight. Fouled off to the right over the dugout. Some parents sitting in the chairs behind the dugout were kind of diving out of the way. We are behind home plate with a big fence. There's no chance that we're going to get hit by a ball unless it's just perfectly lofted over.
And now that you said that,
I'm good. Jason Winnings. Foul ball straight back at just to my left. So Corey Robinson is making sure I'm awake. Of course, I blinked. I make fun of Allie early in the game, and I blinked a little bit there, seeing that baseball line drive. It wasn't even coming at me. Why is it the natural reaction when you know the ball is not going to get through the fence?
Fight or flight.
You see it in the major league games all the time.
I don't know how they do that.
We're safe. There's a netting there for them for major league games, and that's a strikeout for Evan Kirksey, a big-time strikeout there to lead off the top half of the fourth inning. Kewan Pettigrew, the right fielder, left-handed hitter, wearing a lime green jersey instead of the hunter green, helping out Boren Russo tonight. Fouled off to the left into the trees, and that ball is donezo. That will not be returning to the field of play for the moment, at least. It went over the little fence over there, I believe, and I don't know.
Possibly to the neighbors who probably have a lot of baseballs over the summer.
Yep. Strike 2-0-2 the count. It's like the Sandlot. You don't know what's back there over that fence. It'd be a giant dog. Yet someone's sticking their hand through the fence over there. Ball inside.
That's pretty brave.
She's trying to get it. I think she's... I don't really know. She's trying. Give her credit. I don't see the fence shaking over there like it does in Sandlot.
No.
There's a big dog. Fence is not coming down. A lot of liner, bloop to the shortstop. He can't pick it up, and it rolls just past his glove. And again, just like other plays in this game, a slow roller, no chance to even get him out at first base, even if he fields that cleanly. So it'll be an infield hit for Kewan Pettigrew, his second infield hit of the game. We're going to make a pitching change here, it looks like. We'll see if that's what's going to be the case here. And I think that's what we're happening. Maybe not. Nope, Kirksey's still on the mound. Here in the top of the fourth inning. Michael Kaiser, Allie Adams with you. 6 to one-hour score. Meyer Capel leading Boren Russo here at Yankee Ridge Elementary. Yes, they did make a pitching change. We'll take it. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get you the particulars. On the mound now is Evan Prawl, seeing his first action in the field. Looks like Kirksey. We'll see where he went. We'll let you know. Stay with us. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. DWS, Michael Kaiser, Allie Adams with you. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. We're in the fourth inning. Evan Prawl on the mound. Kirksey now to shortstop. Jackson Coleman leaves the game. In the dirt, ball. Clayton Woods. One of the twins, his brother, Caleb, will hit next. Only one out. With Kewan Pettigrew down at first base in the infield hit. He's 2-for-2 with two infield singles. Lost control of the bat, did Woods.
Hit by the concession stand right behind us, not too far.
Oh, he's out because he hit the catcher.
Rare to see that two times in one game now.
So runner is still at first base. Now two outs. It's the second time in a couple innings we've seen that, as you mentioned. And that's definitely rare.
That is.
But I think the bat may have just slipped out of his hands. I'm not sure. So two outs now. Runner aboard at first base. Meyer Capel up 6-1 over Broren Russo. Here's the pitch from Prawl. Fouled up, out of play, off to the right. Hung in the air for a while. Allie, that was nowhere near us. Calm down.
It really wasn't that far. Both times. Like almost same spot, but just in different sides. Once it was on your side, that time it was on mine.
Line foul, out of play. If one goes straight up above us where we are right here, and Hank just gets over this really tall fence and then lands on this table, we are buying lottery tickets. Because that flat out isn't going to happen. I mean, that would take a perfect foul ball. It could happen. Strike three. Got him on the corner. Caleb Wood strikes out, and that ends the inning. So two Ks, and the batter hit the catcher for the third out. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Meyer Capel 6, Boren Russo 1. You're listening to Little League Baseball here on DWS. Welcome back to Little League Baseball here on News Talk 1400 DWS. Michael Kaiser, Allie Adams with you here at Yankee Ridge Elementary School. Jeff Kaufman Fields in Urbana. We're on our way to getting our second full game in here in 2018. Mother Nature has wreaked havoc on our Little League Baseball schedule this year. Really frigid temperatures last month. Rain out game, a lightning / thunderstorm game that ended a game after two innings. Got our first full game in last week. I think you and Tim had the call on that game.
Yes, did.
Was that last Thursday or Wednesday?
Yeah, that was last Wednesday.
Yeah, time flies. I don't know what day it is sometimes.
You know, it is summer, so of course it feels like it goes by fast.
Pitch outside, Brylan Smart. 2-for-2 inside the park home run and an RBI double.
Smart has had a great game.
Definitely indeed. That first hit the inside the park home run, he absolutely just smashed it to center field. Here's a pop-up on the infield, out of play, back there behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And full disclosure, I did not see that baseball after I hit the bat. I had no idea where it was. And I didn't lose it in the sun because the sun's the opposite direction that I was looking. Wow, I don't know where that ball was. I was way to be proven wrong about a ball landing on this table.
I told you.
Strike two. Ryland Smart now one strike away Jay Osier, who has been the catcher for Brylan Smart's first two at-bats, is trying to get him out for the first time tonight.
I would say Smart probably most dangerous hitter so far in this game.
Be correct. Ball high and inside, gets away from the catcher. Good hustle. Didn't get the new catcher, actually. I need to figure out who that is because I switched things around. And catcher's gear on, you can't see the numbers. Jay Osier on the mound. Comes set from the stretch. It's a ground ball to the shortstop, and it gets through between the shortstop and the third baseman for a base hit. And so Brylan Smart now 3-for-3, the left fielder for Meyer Cable, an inside the park home run, an RBI double, and leads off things here in the fourth inning with a base hit, bringing in Evan Kirksey, who's now the shortstop. Kirksey closing the book on him on the mound, 3 1/3 innings pitch, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Here's the pitch from Osier in the dirt, gets away, running down to second base, Brylan Smart, and even if the catcher picked that up sooner than he just did, no shot. Brylan Smart's speed was easily going down to second base.
Smart is just a triple away from the cycle.
Good observation there. I didn't even realize that. That's why we pay Allie Adams the big bucks. Focused on the next hitter and just dismiss the fact that he's doing it backwards, though.
Very true.
Well, no, he did a single, a double, and he made the home run, the double, and now the single. So he's not doing it backwards. He started out doing it backwards. Now he just needs a triple. But will he get another at bat?
Always seems like it's the triple that's always left with the cycle. Like the hardest thing to get.
Only 2 outs.
For many batters.
It is. There's a pop-up down the first baseline. The first baseman under it makes the grab. Good catch. And Evan Kirksey pop out to the first baseman, who is Bryce Clark now, who started the game at shortstop. Still at second base, Brylan Smart, who went there on the wild pitch. A ball in the outside corner. Jay Osier. Ball gets away, and they threw it back to Osier. And flying to third base is Smart. He's now at third base with only 1 out. Coach Peter McFarland not very happy with his defensive effort there on that play. Ball in the dirt. If you've not been McFarland Field in Champaign, Peter and the crew will take good care of you. Especially from the radio team, they cook some burgers and some dogs, whatever they may be cooking that night. Now they have some snow cone ice machine type thing, majigger, and whatever it is, Peter could tell me. But it's really good stuff over there at McFarland Field in Champaign, just off of Green Street. Just north of University Avenue. Swing and a miss. J.J. Schmidt. Struck out in the first, walked in the second. Brylan Smart standing at third base with only 1 out. JJ would love to drive him in with his team up 6-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Ball 4, walked him. JJ Schmidt back-to-back walks. And runs at first and third and only 1 out.
Quick check in with some scores. Right now, Brewers are leading the Diamondbacks. Bottom of the third, 2-1.
Go D-backs.
I concur. One thing we will agree on for right now.
Probably the only thing.
White Sox and Orioles are tied at the end of the first, and Cardinals and Royals are tied also at the bottom of the first.
Ball gets away. Not enough. Bring the runner home. Brylan Smart on third base. Osier gets the sign he wants, brings it home, pitch high and inside. 2-0 the count. Meyer Capel up 6-1. Evan Prahl walked in the first, 2-run triple in the second. That's a strike. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out, bottom of the fourth. Runners at second and third. Schmidt at second, Smart at third. Prawl at the dish. Strike two on the outside corner. Good location there by Jay Osier. Big time pitch. Needed that pitch there, needed the location, and he got it. Can he get one more to retire Prawl? Swing and a miss. Pitch outside, but Prawl went after it. And Osier now covering the plate to make sure Smart does not come home. And a huge strikeout there for Jay Osier.
Also a good thing to keep an eye on Smart.
Osier was looking on the whole way as he was jogging into the home plate to cover the plate as the ball got away. Left-hand hitting Matthew Bodoni steps in. Pitch gets away but bounces right back to the catcher. Smart has no chance to come home there. Runners second and third. Two outs. Bottom of the fourth. Meyer Capel already up 6-1. Would like to have make that at least 8-1. Can Bodoni come through? Osier gets the sign he wants. He brings it home from the stretch. Popped up out of play. Into someone's yard.
better than onto someone's car.
Again, the Lynn Street is pretty good distance away. It would take a lot of a foul ball to go that far. We're in Urbana, Yankee Ridge Elementary, Jeff Kaufman Fields. Here's the pitch from Osier. Hits the batter, I think. I heard that. It barely grazed him, but it was enough to graze some skin.
Yep.
You could hear the ball hit the skin. So now the bases are loaded. A hit by pitch there, the second one of the game. Miner hit a batter, hit Coleman back in the second inning. Now Osier hits Bodoni. Looks like Jackson Coleman is now the DH, replacing Prawl, who became the pitcher. Ball in the dirt. But Jackson Coleman walked in the first and get hit by that pitch in the second inning, a chance to do some major damage here. His team already up 6-1. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Osier with a good pitch there. Still only was two outs, but the bases are loaded. One ball, one strike, two outs. 6-1, Meyer Capel over Roran Russo. Meyer Capel searching for their first win of the season. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Osier throws home for the tag out. For the force out, luckily the catcher, who again we don't have his name, and we'll get that to give him credit for that play. He's a lefty catcher, reached across his body with the right hand to catch the ball and then had to tag the runner because he wasn't close enough to the plate for the force out. So Jay Osier made that interesting, but he got out of trouble there, leaving the bases loaded. So no runs, one hit, three left, no errors. We go to the fifth inning. It's Meyer Capel 6, Broren Russo 1. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. Welcome back to Little League Baseball here on News Talk 1400 DWS. I'm Michael Kaiser alongside Allie Adams, working on getting the catcher's name there. They switched catchers around, and then, of course, with the catcher's gear, you couldn't see the number, so we did not get it when they made the change there. Just want to give him credit for the great play. Again, left-handed catcher Jay Osier got the ground ball. Great play by him. It was hard-hit ground ball right back to Jay at the pitcher's mound. He threw home, but it was kind of a wide throw. The catcher had to reach across his body with his right hand, since he's a left-handed catcher, and then reach over and tag the runner to get the out at home. It would have been a force out if it would have been a clean play. It still could have been a force out, but he took the easy way out and has tagged him to end the inning and keep the bases loaded. That's the third time in this game that Meyer Capel has had the bases loaded in the out of four innings and did not score once at the bases loaded. They had two runs in the first, four in the second, but they all had the bases loaded and could not get more than that. Otherwise, it could have been some major damage. So our score is still 6-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Meyer Capel looking to get a win here. It'll be the first of the season for Capel, 0-8, led by Drew Prawl. Broren Russo led by Peter McFarland, 1-7 on the season. Meyer Capel warming up here in the field. See if who's still pitching is, and it is Evan Prawl still on the mound. Allie Adams trying to do the research, journalistic work there, to find out who is the catcher for Bryan Russo on that play, Allie.
All right.
Were you successful at this venture, this research project I sent you on?
Was allowed in the dugout to speak to the manager and was told that the catcher now is Torrence Robinson.
So Torrence Robinson made that fantastic play.
That was Torrence Robinson. Yep.
So great job, Torrence Robinson. Again, left-handed catcher. That's not an easy play to reach across your body to catch the ball. And he was able to do that to get the out, tap the guy just before he got home. It wasn't going to be, there was no chance for a slide. It wasn't terribly close. But he was able to make a great play there to keep a run from scoring. So two runs in the first, four in the second. That's Meyer Capel scoring. Bryan Russo, only one run. That was in the second inning. So they got the work cut out for him here in the fifth inning. Strike on the outside corner. We got some position changes. So Allie will let us know about here as soon as we get a moment. The coach, Drew Prawl, and his staff came over to let us know.
Ty Carrillo is now at shortstop.
Okay. Still on the mound, Evan Prawl, who did not start the game on the mound. Was not in the field at all, actually. One ball, two strikes. The Jay Osier, the pitcher. Andre Miner, then Bryce Clark. Anybody gets on, Torrence Robinson. Strike three, caught him looking. So Jay Osier's first official at bat of the game is a backwards K. Walked in the first, walked in the third, but struck out here in the fifth. The sun is very low, almost at the batter level. Trying to block it out with my sunglasses and my hand. There's a strike to Andre Miner, who struck out looking in the first. Grounded out to the pitcher in the third. Looking to do some damage here in the fifth. Here's the pitch from Evan Prawl. Swing and a miss. A high heat. Blew it right by him. Good location there by Evan Prawl. If I get the ump to stand in front of the sun and not be in his crouched position, that would be great for us. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Down goes Miner.
Or just a little bit taller. That would work too.
It would indeed. Bryce Clark, the last hope here in the fifth inning. There's a strike on the outside corner. Bryce Clark, left-handed hitter. He gets on. Torrence Robinson, who made the good defensive play in the last half inning. Swing and a miss, strike two. Bryce Clark walked and scored in the second, struck out in the third. So he's 0 for 1 of the night. Here's the pitch, inside, gets away.
Good hop there by number 9. Came close to almost being hit by that pitch.
Good moves, good dancing moves there. Evan Prawl, one strike away, striking out the side.
Close one.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the fifth, Meyer Capel leading Bryan Russo 6-1 here. Jeff Coppenfield, strike three right down the middle. Caught him looking, and Bryce Clark, the first baseman for Bryan Russo, goes down swinging, was not happy with himself there, and will go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Again, Meyer Capel 6, Bryan Russo 1. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Stay with us. This is Little League Baseball here on DWS. Little League Baseball here on News Talk 1400 DWS. I'm Michael Kaiser alongside Allie Adams. And it's an extended break there. Urbana has certain rules, I guess, to start to the umpire following that half inning, that once it hits 7:30, the game has to end. They can't start another half inning. So the game is over. We'll only get 4.5 innings in tonight. There will not be a full 5 innings played. Meyer Capel wins this one 6-1 over Bryan Russo here at Jeff Kauffman Fields near Yankee Ridge Elementary School in Urbana. Bryan Russo falls to 1-8 on the season here in 2018 for CU Kiwanis Little League Baseball. It's Meyer Capel's first win of the season over Bryan Russo. So score the score for the totals for you. First for Meyer, Capel on the mound was Evan Kirksey. Pitched 3 1/3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 1 run, 1 earned, 4 walks, struck out 6. Evan Prahl pitched 1 2/3 innings, no runs, no hits, no walks, and struck out 4. So 10 strikeouts for Meyer Capel pitching tonight. Just a great performance on the mound for them. And only 4 walks. You'll take 10 strikeouts and 4 walks anytime.
Exactly. And I think even looking, when you do look at Martin Russo, it wasn't a poorly pitched game at all. Both pitchers, I thought, did excellent. Obviously, for Meyer Capel, it was a lot about Braylon Smart, what he did tonight. When you have a player, your leadoff hitter, go home run, double, and single, you're in a pretty good position.
He did not get the chance to get the cycle tonight, unfortunately.
Sadly. There's no lights here. No. There's no lights.
There's no lights here, and the sun is going down now. But I still think they got to probably play another half inning.
I absolutely agree.
But 6-1 is our final. Minor pitched 2 innings for Boren Russo. 5 hits, 6 runs, 6 earned, 5 walks, 4 strikeouts. Osier pitched 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, no runs, and only walked 1 batter and gave up. And struck out, looks like he got 1, 2, 3 strikeouts for him. So a good performance by Jay Osier to hold them at 6 runs. And one, I think it was key for Boren Russo. They lost the game 6-1, but it could have been a lot worse because Meyer Capel had 3 innings where they had the bases loaded to end the inning. So it could have been a lot worse. So great job by Boren Russo to get out of jams tonight.
It absolutely was. And again, like we talked about before, it was a very good pitched game, I thought. But we know that Meyer Capel really took advantage of a few mistakes that Boren Russo made. But still, either way, it was an entertaining game, most of all.
Thanks to the head coach of Boren Russo, Peter McFarland, for his help before the game and during the game tonight, giving us the lineup changes. Thanks to Drew Prahl on the other side for Meyer Capel and his staff as well. Both staffs did a good job of filling us in tonight. Boren Russo played with 8 players, but didn't affect them too much in the outfield. They only had 2 outfielders, and that could put you in a bind, obviously, but they were able to work their way through it. Didn't affect them too much. So for Blake Landa, Joey Wright back at the News Gazette Media Center running the controls, our executive producers tonight. For Allie Adams, I'm Michael Kaiser. Allie, great work tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Thanks most of all for listening tonight. I appreciate it. As always, we'll have a podcast on our website of this broadcast at WDWS.com. You can find the game from last week with Tim and Allie and the 2-inning affair that I was able to do about just under 2 weeks ago due to Mother Nature ending that game. There's only two full games, not even a full game tonight, actually. 1 full game, 2 innings, and then 4.5 innings is all we've had so far here in 2018. Hopefully Mother Nature lets us do the rest of our games. Our next broadcast, Little League Baseball, will be a week from this Wednesday, Plumbers versus First Federal over at Bottenfield Elementary School. Tim Dittman and Allie Adams will have the call on that one. And coming up just next month, the playoffs get underway on June 18th, so it's not very far away. So once again, thanks for listening. Thanks to Allie. I'm Michael Kaiser. Have a great night, everybody. This has been Little League Baseball on News Talk 1400 WDWS, Champaign-Urbana.
Little League Baseball on News Talk 1400 DWS has been brought to you by our DWS Prep Partners, American Family Insurance Agent Perry Ford in Champaign. Your dream is out there. Go get it. American Family Agent Perry Ford will protect it. And by ABC Heating and Air, where it's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Little League Baseball on News Talk 1400 was also brought to you by Bacon and Van Busker Glass, Coach House Garages, First Federal Savings Bank, Harriet's Rents, Tents, and Events, and by Reynolds Towing. A podcast of tonight's game will soon be available at our website, WDWS.com. Your home for the best in local sports coverage is News Talk 1400, WDWS, Champaign-Urbana, a News Gazette media station.